hands off. A firm instruction with an easy meaning, and when I give the exact meaning, you might feel that you're borrowing some of the trancy, beautiful things you can feel when you get deeper and deeper and relax, even outside of the submissive and dominant dynamic. Your mind knows where to go, you know where to flow to, and when you get there, it's me, it's you, and it's everything you could do if you just take these anchors and make them part of you, deeply enmeshed, well laid, a plan that can be used, assisted, expanded, and then displayed for someone you want to submit to use in the artifice of you, the construction and reconstruction of you, the experience of everything that together you will do. For you're never doing it alone. The point of a trigger, the point of an anchor, the point of training is to give you something to fill your mind with when you're given an instruction that matches up with something you've been trained toward, conditioned toward, given signals toward, and it can ward off any interfering thought. Remember, your thoughts are still there, they go where they may. Your thoughts are still there. There's nothing needing to keep them at bay because your thoughts are focused on the bit of training that's there, which when it's training to refrain, is even easier. A simple need, a need you crystallize in your discipline, a need you embed and overlay. Triggers are particularly effective and particularly easy to integrate when they come with the voice of authority, your own authority, understanding that you're doing things for your own sake, following, listening, because it makes you a much more alluring subject. Subject of attention, subject of commands, subject of triggering, subject of being given thought after thought and idea after idea in order to give you new tools, new mechanisms for you to use. Imagine how potent that instruction is in your waiting brain when you already want to submit, already want to submerge, already want to find your way to a place where the only thing inside your brain is the training we already inlay, that we leave in there. Whether it's a partner for one scene or in a longer term way, any instruction that helps you make your play better, helps you make you better for the way you want to be, the purposes you want to serve, the one you want to serve, the way you want to be put to use. As your hands fall away, your thoughts fall away, the tension in your arms and your shoulders falling away is a relaxing thing. Never mind what the hands were trying to tense up and do. Never mind what you were about to do to you, unthinking. Once you're told hands off, then the tension can fall out of your shoulders, out of your arms, out of your body, just like in the deepest, most restful trance. It's simple, really. A simple way to proceed through your day knowing that if the tension falls away, then you are freed, you are able, you are capable of doing more. If the tension falls away, you are placed in position to do less with your hands, your shoulders loose and limp, your arms relaxed and heavy, doing less so that actually you can do more and more. Your mind having an anchor which can be tugged by someone that you permit to tug upon it. The submissive and dominant dynamic reminding you your training is there. When someone else is making the decision of when or why or what happens between your legs, happens to your erogenous zones, happens over your body, especially what happens with your own hands. That dynamic can be good, understanding that you've just been switched off. Your arms are switched off despite you perhaps being turned on by the situation. Parts of you are off, parts of you are on. Your attention is on the command, hands off. And then they're simply relaxed. The reserves of energy in your arms, in your hands, they're overdrawn, vacant and vague, tugging your hands away. It only happens when you try to touch. It only happens when you try to reach over and touch where you know you shouldn't quite be touching yet. Mentally, you understand you could touch anywhere else. The only thing that's forbidden and unavailable The only thing that's outside your range of chosen actions is touching between your legs. If there were a cage between your legs, well, that would be unnecessary. The maintenance and requirement of the cage, the issues with the gag or muzzle, equipment exists, sure, and it can be fun, but isn't it better when the equipment is optional and you know, and your dominant partner knows that deep inside, all it takes is a word, and once the word is said, everything's set in stone. Once the word is said, you wouldn't touch on your own, you'd only wait, and receive. And enjoy. Think of the pleasure of the moment of release, the moment of permission, or the moment where you don't even need to be given permission because it's being given to you. Pleasure's being given to you because your body is being played through its wonderful steps and rhythms. Dream that into being. The world where you are given that release is so pleasurable. Isn't it worth working toward? Embedding this memory well, feeling pliable, suggestible, down, in a state where you are easily brought down, deep, attempting to move the languid effort of an exhausted body, and your arms will be like that when it's hands off.